Our story today is called It's a Process. When my mom was cleaning out her house over 23 years ago to sell it, I wasn't very sympathetic over her attachments to things. I'd go over on weekends to help her, and we'd go through things. Things for a yard sale, things to donate, things to throw away. And I'd usually get upset over how long it was taking her to decide. For instance, we were going through kitchen cabinets, and she spent 20 minutes looking at an iron kettle with a lid. Finally, I said, "Mom, at this rate, it's going to take us another 2 years." And she told me that her mother used to make meals in that kettle and leave it at the doorstep of neighbors during the Depression. And Mom would deliver them, and then they'd reappear back at her door with an apron, a wood carving, something in return for a meal. And I realized that everything that my mom was going through was really a reliving of her life. If you're hearing this and are under the age of 60, you may not get it. You haven't lived long enough, and most of you have not had to move your parents into a nursing home or emptied their home. You haven't lived long enough to realize that the hours you spend picking out the right cabinets or the perfect tile will not be what in the later years matters. It'll be the handmade toothbrush holder or a picture that you got on vacation. So if your parents are downsizing, moving to a smaller place or selling a home, give your mom and even your dad a break. Those things that you don't understand why, they just can't pitch, why you think you know what needs to be tossed or saved, give them a little time to make their decisions. They're saying goodbye to their past and realizing they're getting ready for their end life. Well, you're beginning your life. As I've been going through things, it's amazing just how hard it is to get rid of objects. But life goes on and you realize they're just things, but sometimes things comfort us. So give your parents or grandparents a break. Listen to their stories. Doesn't 40 years when you're going through boxes and memories come back, it'll be hard to get rid of those plastic champagne flutes you and your late husband used at a New Year's party 4 years ago. And you'll think nothing about that tile or light fixtures that were so important then. As happy as they are for you, as much as they love you, you just don't have a clue till it happens to you. And then you'll remember how you rushed them. It'll make you sad, especially if they're already gone and you can't say, "I'm sorry, I didn't get it." Exodus 20:12, "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.